Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time. New Pitt offensive coordinator Mark Whipple. Welcome him back to the Berg. Coach, good morning. How's everything?
Yeah, great. Yeah, how you guys doing? Good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you. Tell us why this opportunity now. Why not, wait maybe for a smaller school to see if they need a head coach? Why jump at Pitt, and what excites you about this opportunity right now?
Well, I think, you know, the leadership from Pat Narduzzi and certainly from I got to know Heather Lake a little bit when we were in the MAC, when I was at UMass, and just to see where the program's headed. And I've known Pat a long time. You know, when I was head coach of Brown, he was defensive coordinator of Rhode Island when I was at UMass. And our paths crossed quite a bit, when I was in the NFL and just the things he did at Michigan State. But basically the things he's done at Pitt, I think it's a great fit. You know, we love the city of champions. Had a great run when I was there. My kids went to school there. They're Pittsburgh guys all the way, and I just thought it was a really great fit.
You are somewhat of a prototype, Mark, in this new school look of teams want coaches, and this isn't just at the NFL level, the college level, guys who can come in and develop quarterbacks. How important is that in what you'll be doing with Kenny Pickett, Pat Narduzzi, and the Panthers?
Yeah, I hope Pat's not playing quarterback, though. No, I don't say that to him, but I played the position and I've coached him all in my entire life and been around a lot of great ones. Obviously, the guy next door is just a special guy, and Ben, and I learned a lot from him, a lot of guys. Tommy Maddox helped me, Charlie Batch, those guys over there, and you had Donovan and coaching the Pro Bowl, the quarterbacks, and they, so I think I can bring a lot to the table, and I just think I know how they feel in that situation and the experience factor. But the bottom line is, no matter who it is, you got to give kids confidence. You got to give people confidence, and I know I can bring that to the table.
Mark, your UMass team threw it at about 300 yards a game last year. We know if Pat Narduzzi loves to run that football. How does that mix? And how will the offense, how will it look?
Well, a lot of that, you know, when the teams, we quite frankly, were overmatched. You know, we played, I think, 12 SEC teams in the Power Fives. And, they're just bigger and stronger. So you got to be able to find a way to move the ball. And in this day and age with the rules, I think you can spread it out a little bit more. But still, the run is a huge factor. And, you know, that's what you've got to do in crunch time and third and shorts and fourth and shorts. You got to develop some toughness. But, the way the game's played with the skill factor on the outside and a lot of the guys, you know, you got to mix and match. We want to be balanced. But when you can run the ball, when you want to run the ball, then you got a chance to win a lot of championships, and that will still be our goal.
Time right now is 9:07, brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Mark Whipple, Pitt's new offensive coordinator, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm glad you brought up balance, Coach, because I want to ask you this. People talk about balance all the time, and they think it's like X amount of runs to pass. Isn't offensive balance being able to run or pass in any situation pretty much?
Yeah, no, certainly you'd like to dictate on offense. That's what the good ones do. And, you know, if they think you're going to run, we'd like to pass. And if they think we're going to pass, you'd like to run. So I think the mix and the element of surprise and I think the things that I've learned in the National Football League from some great people that, we'll run kind of like a pro spread, but mix and match it. And, but I think when it comes down to, you look at the NFL playoffs and the teams that can run it really well and stop the run are really the ones that are successful. But that quarterback's got to make the play on third and seven, third and eight. Those are the throws. And I think we got some guys that will do it. And as I think the skill at Pitt is pretty good, having looked at a few things. But I just think the overall, when I walked in the building, I just think there's an air of confidence. And I had a chance to meet with some of the players and real quickly, and I just really like the look in their eyes, and I think that I can help these guys a lot.
Have you had a chance to talk to Kenny Pickett yet, Mark?
Yeah, I saw him when I was there, and then we talked on the phone last night. The quarterbacks called me, and, you know, we'll get it going. I'm not sure when I'm going to get there. You know, there's some recruiting things to handle, and Coach Pat and I will talk later today. But, yeah, you know, I'm excited to get going, and I'm excited to have an indoor facility. We never had one at UMass, and so our guys never were able to throw, and we did all right. So that will really be an asset, you know, to us. But, you know, you also don't want to get them in bad habits, so we'll get them set. I'll give those guys, matter of fact, this afternoon, they'll start getting some installs so they can look at it. We'll get together and, you know, do the right thing right from the start.
Now, the weather's always beautiful in Boston, so didn't have any issue in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we were in Amherst.
Yeah.
It's a little even colder out there in the Berkshires.
Hey, Mark, how did having your sons involved with the game and on your staff at times help your relationship with the younger athletes?
Yeah, I think that, you know, certainly my oldest, Spencer, was just a, you know, he was a GA at Pitt and went to Pitt. I kind of sent him there because he tore his labrum before his senior season, and then I wanted him to work with Matt Kavanaugh, and he played quarterback and then kind of traveled with me to Miami when we had some limitations quarterback-wise numbers. So, and did a great job with me at UMass. You know, was a pass game coordinator the last couple of years, and so he's really kind of tied in. You know, Paul Chris was really good to him at Pitt, and all the people he's touched, and my youngest, Austin, you know, he went to Penn State because Billy O'Brien worked for me at Brown. And, you know, and then when I went to UMass, he transferred and started a couple games, and then he got hurt and tore his labrum. But just around it, as I said, they go nuts over Pittsburgh, and their lifelong friends are there. And, you know, I think there's a little bit more to it as a family. And, you know, the relationships we have. And I've always gone back to Pitt and seen the Steelers practice and all the, you know, the great people there. And then so they're excited about it. But the biggest thing was I just think it's a really good fit for myself first and then my family second.
A lot of Pitt fans are excited, Coach, in the future to see West Virginia in the Backyard Brawl back on the schedule. That can be a game in which, and we know what kind of game it is here, people get excited for it. Did Neil Brown, would he have played for you at UMass? And how well do you know him?
No, really well, really, really well. He transferred from Kentucky as a junior, played for me 2 years, and then was a GA for me. You know, we played Troy. We talked quite a bit, probably a lot more than most people in the college level. So, you know, we've been friends, and it was great to see his family when I was down at Troy. But we'd always get together when those head coaches meetings would come and go. And so we talked a couple weeks right before he took the West Virginia job. We had talked a couple times on the landscape and things that way. And great kid. Great, I shouldn't say kid, great person, great motivator, and I'm really excited about him, you know, getting the next opportunity.
New Pitt offensive coordinator Mark Whipple with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We've talked to analysts, a lot of them who've been in the game in the past, Mark, who sort of deride the RPO and what it's done to offensive football, both at the college level and the pro level. What is changing about offenses, both in college and the NFL, that's for the best?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people like to see they like to see the ball in the air. They like to see it, you know, offenses generate, you know, touchdowns and those things. So, you know, the RPO game, yeah, it's come in, it's seeped in throughout. I'm not sure if they're going to do anything more with the rules. I think they will in the future. You know, I think it's that rule, non-rule of linemen downfield, it's an asset certainly to an offense, but, I just think it's the skill. The young guys, you see them throwing all the time. I mean, I'm out in Arizona right now. I have a house. Last weekend, I went to see a friend of mine's young son that's like an eighth grader, and there was 2,000 kids playing flag football on Saturday morning, and throwing the ball around. And so I think that those things weren't there when you know, we grew up. So I think guys are throwing it across the country more and more. And, you know, I'm not sure if they're getting coached the right way, but they're throwing it around. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, but again, as I said, you gotta be sound up front and do the things the right way, you know, if you want to be a championship team. And that's our ultimate goal.
Mark, you alluded to it, but at this point in your career, how excited are you for this opportunity?
No, I'm, you know, I can't sleep. I mean, I went up there and it was just great. And it got better every minute that I was in the building and, you know, going back and forth. So we got to get through some paperwork so I can get moving and, you know, talking to guys. And, you know, I kind of, unfortunately, everybody talks about the recruiting part, but I really miss the recruiting part. As a head coach, you can only see a kid once. And I thought that really hurt us when I was at UMass. I had some young guys, but, you know, when we were 1AA, when I was there before I went to the Steelers, you could see the kids 2, 3, 4 times. And I think that was really, really something. I mean, quite frankly, it came down, Drew Brees came down to Purdue and Brown when I was head coach, but I saw Drew probably 4 times in Austin, Texas. So I think those things, you can get relationships and make better decisions on guys, you know, as an assistant. And, you know, as I said, kind of like going back to when I went to Miami from the Eagles, it just seeing some of those guys coming in, you know, Teddy Bridgewater was committed. Jameis Winston was calling me every week and I saw his coach and those things. So down the road, I think you can formulate a little bit better relationships that are going to help us in the future than you can maybe as a head coach.
Last thing for you, Coach, Mark Whipple's new Pitt offensive coordinator on the line. 04-06, Steelers quarterbacks coach. We know about your relationship with Ben. You said earlier in this interview, Ben's one of the special ones. Obviously, that was a long time ago, but you've kept in real contact with Ben. What makes him so much more special than other guys? Is his command of the huddle? Is it the way his teammates follow him? Is it his ability to read defenses? What is it?
Well, I mean, he's unbelievably talented. I mean, he's God-given talent, but he knows how to win. That's the bottom line. He plays his best games in the fourth quarter. He did it in Miami of Ohio, the 80-yard, you know, the 80-yard touchdown, and with no time left. And the things that he did, he always plays his best in the big moments. And just super, super talented, but really driven inside. And it'll be great to see him, in and out of the building over there. And just as I said, I learned a lot from him. And he's not a kid anymore, but it was a special time we had. And, you know, he's still the youngest guy to win the Super Bowl. But I have an unbelievable amount of respect for him and what he's done in his career, and a certain first ballot Hall of Famer. And when everything goes a little bit sour, that's when he's at his best. And, I'm sure he's still as motivated as he ever has been.
Mark Whipple, new Pitt offensive coordinator. Coach, thank you so very much. Welcome to town again, although you don't need a welcome, and we'll bump into you soon.
Hey, I hope so. Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Happy New Year. Hail Pitt.
All right. There he goes. He's got it ready.
He's got it down.
He's ready to go. All right. I'm excited to see what he does with Kenny Pickett. I think that's what needs to be said. I mean, that's the story there. How is he going to make Kenny Pickett better?
Yeah. Because now the onus is you get one of the best quarterback or one of the most experienced quarterback coaches in the game of football, college or pro. You bring him in. If the quarterback can't develop now, then it's okay. It's back on Kenny Pickett now. It's on his shoulders.
Well, and also, whenever you have a bona fide quarterback, not a quarterback guru, but a guy that's really respected in the quarterback community, what kind of quarterback can Pitt get here? That's another thing.
That becomes the other part of the equation, which
is
a really good point.
Beyond Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.